Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have three guys who are serial entrepreneurs and authors. I have Coach MJ Tolan. He has lived in 12 countries and has been a speaker, an author, leadership, entrepreneur type guy. I have Mohan Ananda. He's been a scientist, a lawyer, an entrepreneur. He helps people succeed in their business. And I have Bill Heitch. He's in Austin, Texas, and he's a serial entrepreneur and author as well. Today, the question I want to ask: in the work from home world, where is the responsibility for leaders to know what the employees need to succeed versus the employees speaking up and asking? Coach, can you kick us off?
Well, rule number one, you can't manage what you can't measure. So you know exactly why you brought these people in the first place. Everybody wants the feeling of being able to succeed. Everybody would like to have a pat on the back that they're doing a good job. So if you can give them a very clear idea from the very get-go of what it is you'd like for them to achieve, spend time with them, invest time with them, because in that environment, you don't have that glue that you get real quick when you're having a physical environment. Mm-hmm. So trust is really important. Reassurance is really important. Guidance and shepherding the idea that you want them to nurture or project you want them to execute. So investing the time in that person from the very beginning, extra time on the onboarding, and then doing some feedback checks along the way will give you a much more happy relationship for the person that's executing the work for you and for yourself, not being frustrated by just making this old assumption thing, which never works ever.
I totally agree with everything what he said. But I don't see that much difference between whether the employee is working in the office or remotely, because you have to still treat them well. You have to engage them, meaning they should feel they're important part of the business or your operation. If you kind of treat them like just they do their work, I don't think that's, especially when you're remote, you have to really have a better engagement. And you have to, as he said, you have to appreciate what they're doing. Mm. And, that's a key for their success as well as the business success. And if you don't engage them in the proper way, there is a tendency that, of course, the person will not succeed and also the business will not succeed. So it's really not a separate thing. The goal should be for the business to make them feel like part of it. Like, of course, the tech companies generally do, like giving options. Now these things happen much more than before. When you give options, they become part of the family, meaning they get the ownership. And you have to do that a little bit more when they are remotely, in the sense the appreciation is very important, whether it in a compensation form or at least good words periodically. It's a treatment of employees is the key, in my opinion.
I think that there's a deeper issue here. And I think that most people are lonely at some fundamental level. Mm. And I look back at the companies I've had, and we all office together, and we went to Friday afternoon to get a beer after work together. Everybody knew everyone's birthday. And for most people, it wasn't just part of their social life. It was a significant part of their social life. Mm-hmm. Was the family that they had developed inside the company. That feeling of loneliness was helped because they were part of something else, a tribe almost. So I think this is a serious question you're asking. I don't think that there's a magic wand solution. I don't think remote working can satisfy all of that feeling of being isolated.
Yeah. So when I was working in corporate, and granted, it's been a long time, but I didn't have a boss like the three of you who cared, that it mattered to them, that my well-being was important. I had a boss who cared about, is the work done? Is it done well? Are you doing as much as I can get you to do? Mm-hmm. So I feel like if I was working remote now, I would be completely ignored unless I was doing something wrong. Because I worked in an offsite and that's how I felt. If my boss's name came up on my phone, I knew she was mad at me. She never called me otherwise.
Yeah, I think that is really a problem. That's not good for the business. I mean, of course, I don't know how that employer did, but generally, if you don't have that relationship, whether you're CEO and a really low end of the workers, there has to be an access they should be able to access you, mm-hmm. and you have to really listen to them. Of course, if you have a large number of employees and you are the real, you know, top boss, you won't have enough time, but you should make it available in such a way they have access to you, or you have to make them feel part of the family. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I think it's a step for failure. There is no question.
I believe also, just to go back on Bill's point about the lonely part, yes, it's very different to manage people remotely. And I've had that experience in the beginning. Like he said, you know, when we created companies and we created cultures and almost tribes, and we would move in herds and, you know, take over restaurants and have a big social world. And that just didn't happen. And I can remember during the pandemic, when I had different people doing different things for me, and I decided to have an on-site or online party for all of them, meaning that they would introduce each other, we'd talk about projects. And it was the first time they all met, and they were so excited because they had been remote. They didn't know me that well. They only knew the project they were working on. And when they got to meet all these other people who were also involved in some of the things that I wanted to create, put together, they felt much more connected, much more significant, much more purposeful. And I think that that gives them that whole feeling. So my leadership book and experience where I did everything wrong to learn how to be a better leader gets summed up in these words. If you treat the people on the inside well enough, you'll never have to worry about how they treat your customers on the outside. So treat them like family.
So if I'm understanding what the three of you are saying, you're saying it is the leader's responsibility to reach out to the employee and create an environment where the employee, if they need something, feels confident to ask. But the onus is on the leader. Am I understanding you correctly?
I totally agree with you. Exactly. The leadership has the real initiative. They have to do it. Leadership lacks because they're only interested in bottom line and they just want to get the work done. I think it won't be as successful. And I mean, you need to develop a culture of a family type, whether it is small company or huge, thousands of employees. You should feel like you are one of the key. I mean, most people, if you there's a common sense type, most people, they want to be feeling that they're valuable to the company. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they go somewhere else.
You want to feel part of it. Yeah. Bill, were you getting ready to say something?
Yeah. I think that it's the responsibility of the leader to talk about this. And I think that to say, hey, you know, I'm lonely too. You know, being lonely isn't bad. Mm-hmm. And if you wait for the employee, it almost feels like there's something wrong with you. If you say, gosh, I'm lonely, or I don't feel connected or something. And I think a lot of, especially introverted employees, would be very hesitant to have that conversation with their boss. And so to me, it feels like, hey guys, I get it. You know, this isn't like the old days was, and I'm sorry. I get very lonely, and just lonely at the top. And I can only imagine how you must feel. And let's have this be an open conversation and not something to be ashamed of. And how can we, as much as possible, duplicate a family atmosphere within the bounds, within the constraints that we're all living with? But at the very foundation, I feel you.
Yeah. I don't think people realize. So I have very high level clients. My clients are the lonely at the top people. Mm-hmm. There are some of them I text with every day, even if it's only just, hey, I want to check in. Are you okay? Hey, what's going on? Hey, I have this thing. And we'll text back and forth, maybe 5 or 6 minutes. And I think that speaks to the loneliness. They just need somewhere to put that stuff for even just a minute every day. And I don't think employees realize that that's the thing for leaders.
I think it just has to be available. I think that people who don't mind working just for the bottom line, here's the job you tasked me with, here's my results. Mm-hmm. For a lot of people, that makes them happy. That's what they do for a living. That's their job. But for most people, they're human. We need each other. Right? This call today is a great example of it. Just looking each of you in the eye and hearing this, I feel like I feel part of you. Mm-hmm. You know, doctor, you've duplicated a solution.
Well, I started it because I was intellectually lonely. So you guys fulfill that for me. So I'm very thankful. And that is our 10 minutes. So I do want to reiterate, though, what we're saying is leaders have to create an environment That's what we're saying. As a leader, it's your responsibility to create an environment and know your employees and give them the space to ask. So thank you so much for having this conversation with me.